Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on live stream if that's your thing. Go to ESPN975.com. Click watch us on live stream. Miss the first hour. A lot of sports. A lot of non-sports. It's a nice little mix.
Yeah.
Good stuff. A little basketball. Didn't really talk to the Astros, but that's okay. They're off today. Nothing really to talk about.
No.
We talked about their game yesterday when
they were playing during our show.
Yeah. Yeah. And AJ kept bad-mouthing their hitting, and I kept saying they were going to hit a two-run homer.
No, you said they were going to score six runs.
Well, I said they were going to score, and then you weren't going to talk about it. I thought they'd get six runs. They should have gotten six runs. They won, though. If you want to get in, you know the number. Just want to take a second to mention that, finally, if you're just getting in your car, not finally if you're getting in your car finally, but... for those of you who are just getting in your car, finally, Sports on the Rocks is available on the website. Don't watch it now because you're listening to us.
You should be busy right now.
Yeah, or you should be driving and listening to The Blitz. But when you get home or, you know, sometime at work tomorrow when you're bored, check it out. It's a fun show. Hopefully you like it. If it gets a good response, then there's a good chance that we're going to turn it into a series. And if not, hey, it was a lot of fun to do once. So... Scott Holly Seymour, and our guest is Travis Johnson. And the
Holly on Twitter said that she hopes that my iPhone screen cracks and I slice my thumb open trying to swipe it. Where's that come from?
I
have no idea.
What did you do to her?
I don't know what her problem is.
Was there something that happened at the party that I need to know about?
I don't know. You told me that there was some stuff that happened. I don't know about it.
I don't know. I don't remember it. You're asking the wrong guy. So I don't know what you did to her. But anyway, she did a great job. Travis did a great job. And it's up on sportsmap.com. I also tweeted it out. And you can go check it out. It's about 32 minutes. So, you know, if you like it, great. If you don't, that's okay. Just won't do anymore. That simple. But I do think we're looking at maybe doing one a month. We'll just see what the response is like. I want to see how it goes over with people. And there may be people saying, not for me. And maybe people say, oh, yeah, you guys got to do more. If we get that, we'll probably do more. We didn't, I don't know if you saw this. This is a non-sports thing. But Judd Apatow admitting that he didn't cast Bryan Cranston in Pineapple Express because he wasn't scary enough to be a drug dealer. You know, Judd Apatow's done really well, right? He's
hanging in there.
Yeah. But he tweeted out, and Seth Rogen retweeted and said, holy bleep. I guess somebody has it. I've got one. Bryan Cranston auditioned. He may have even read at a table, and I said, I don't think he seems scary enough to seem like a real drug dealer.
Man.
And if he'd done Pineapple Express, maybe the Breaking Bad people would have said, not him, he always plays drug dealers.
Yeah, maybe
so. So I guess there's that.
It all worked out in the end.
It worked out very well for Bryan Cranston.
No doubt.
And if you recall the first year of Sneaky Pete, he didn't play a drug dealer, but he played a bad guy.
Right.
He's pretty scary in that.
Yep.
So that's pretty funny.
Say my name.
I can't do it now because of football season. Kind of want to go back and watch Breaking Bad again, just from watching Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Because there's so many timeline things now that I know what happened, but I don't really remember.
I'll probably watch it when Better Call Saul ends.
Yeah, rewatch it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But I thought that was kind of funny. I have lots of football stuff if you want to get to that.
I'm down for some football.
I will also say, I don't know if you knew about this, but now that there's only one cast member left alive from Different Strokes.
Really?
It's Todd Bridges.
Man.
He's the only one because the old lady died, I guess, this week, right?
And she's probably that was the lady from Facts of Life.
No, she was Different Strokes. Charlotte Ray was Different Strokes. She was the housekeeper.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, she was on the fact. I mean, this Facts of Life was a spinoff from Different Strokes.
Yeah, but she was in Different Strokes.
I guess so.
So.
Wow.
Dead. And of course, Gary Coleman dead.
Yeah.
A long time ago. The old man's been dead for a while. Conrad Bain, 2013. That's it. Todd Bridges is all that's left from that show.
What about the girl, Kimberly? She's died too. Kimberly Drummond.
Yeah.
She died young.
Yeah.
Man.
Dana Plato also dead.
Yeah, that's Kimberly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the girl who played Kimberly. But
yeah, she was she actually was born the same year I was. Died in 99.
Man. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't even know what to I don't know what to say. They're all croaking. It's too bad. Apparently, the lady that played Pearl on Different Strokes, she's still alive, and she's the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants' driving instructor.
Really?
Yeah, that's her main gig now. But yeah, all the main characters on that show are dead. That's pretty wild considering that show is, you know, I mean, ran like late 70s, early 80s.
Well, at least they died from different things and they all didn't die from different strokes.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So,
and thank God Todd Bridges is still hanging in there, right?
Yeah. How long do you think he'll last?
I mean, that guy had
210 texted in the same thing. So just so you know, I'm not the only one with the bad.
He was like a crackhead, and
yeah, didn't he have all kinds of issues?
I think so. Yeah. And so it's like, man, that guy. That's the guy who hung in there. Good for him. Mm. But yeah, I remember him being like, he was pretty jacked up.
This is kind of sportsy because it involves shooting, but I kind of want to get your opinion on this if it's okay.
Okay.
Because apparently, Southeast Houston, where there seems to be a lot of people shooting people, but a man.
I wouldn't know. I never go there. You know me. When I look at it like a clock, I'm never in that.
Yeah,
3 to 5 o'clock range.
Because Southwest Houston, you always hear about, there's always shootings at nightclub outside of Southwest Houston, right?
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes I drive through Southwest Houston to get to Sugar Land.
But you drive really fast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a woman opened fire on a masturbating man trying to break into her Southeast Houston home. The woman who was in her 60s.
So he was masturbating while trying to break into a home?
Well, also riding a bike and masturbating. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, how does this guy...
Here's what happened. The woman in her 60s was taking out her trash around 5:15 p.m. when she spotted the man riding his bike and masturbating. She yelled at him to stop the lewd act, but he persisted. Then it gets a little sticky. The man eventually followed the woman to her front door after she went inside and allegedly tried to break in. The woman ordered the man to go away and even told him she had a gun. When he refused to stop, she fired one round through her front door, striking him in the chest.
Yeah.
Immediately ran back to his bike, managed to pedal a few feet away from the house before collapsing. I wonder if he finished the other thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Apparently, they questioned the woman. She was not immediately charged. I'm kind of team old woman here.
Yeah.
And if somebody's on your door.
The masturbator, for sure.
Yeah, well. Apparently, he was out on bond for a separate exposure charge from about a week ago. Officers at the scene recognized the man from the arrest when he was allegedly walking down a busy South Houston street in the buff. Officers initially thought the man exposed himself to the woman's granddaughter, but later determined it was not the case.
All right.
So, at least it wasn't you know, the 14-year-old. Somebody brings up a Dana Plato had serious coke problems and did porn for a while. That I remember.
Oh, I didn't know she did porn.
Yeah, that sounds
everybody,
familiar.
Everybody on that show did coke or crack.
It's pretty much messed up.
Yeah, even the old lady.
So
I'm just kidding. I made that up. That's a made up story.
Julian, so the woman shot first. Oh, that's pretty good. All right, guys, gotta tell you about Zumos. And if you're going to be grilling this weekend, you're gonna be watching the Astros and grilling. That's a good thing to do. Or maybe you're just gonna hang around the house and grill. Or maybe you just wanna cook up some sausage. Well, Zumos has you covered. The Party Time sausage is fantastic. It's one of my favorites. We use it for all kinds of stuff. We use it on breakfast. We use it for just we want to grill sausage for dinner. Sometimes a couple weeks ago, wife made homemade pizza and put Party Time sausage on it. Fantastic. And it's a recipe that's been passed down from generation to generation since 1908. Made from the highest quality ingredients and perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. And the boudin is simply the best boudin I've ever been able to get in the store. I've had boudin before. I go, this isn't that great. And then I got Zumos. I'm like, I'm in. I'm all in on this. And so the boudin, the Party Time sausage, all kinds of flavors that they have for them. There's all kinds of ways you can cook them. And guess what? You can find both at your local grocery stores. That's Zumos. Go check out H-E-B. I know they got it. Kroger, Fiesta, any of those, and pick up a package of Zumos. Make it a Zumos weekend. That's Zumos. Their family has been doing this since 1908, and everybody over in the Golden Triangle knows about them, and they've been all over Houston now, and people are catching on. Make it a Zumos weekend. Zumos.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And a couple people have asked me, is Sports on the Rocks censored? Everything's bleeped out. There's some F-bombs, but they're bleeped out. Hey, don't miss the GT Sports Marketing Sports Card and Interactive Show this weekend at the George R. Brown Convention Center featuring 15 of the world champion Houston Astros, including Altuve, Springer, Correa, and Bregman, plus football superstars Bo Jackson, Jerry Rice, and more, such as MMA, UFC fighters, celebrity chefs, and American Idol finalists, soccer and martial arts for kids, and lots more. Tickets and details available at GTSportsMarketing.com.
I bet Justin Guarini is there.
Okay.
He's a former American Idol finalist.
See, I would know nothing about
He lost that. To Kelly Clarkson, though.
That name I've heard.
Kelly Clarkson. Mm. You've heard it now twice.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. Probably couldn't.
What's your favorite Kelly Clarkson song?
Couldn't tell you. I'm sure I've heard stuff of hers, but I couldn't tell you. So, I got some college football for you.
All right.
About 10 college football coaches who need to have a big season.
Okay.
All right. Because number 10 on the list... Major Applewhite, Houston.
Ooh.
Kind of makes sense. You got Ed Oliver, who's almost consensus considered the best player in college football.
Okay.
You went out and hired a guy that of highly questionable character to be your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, indeed you did.
They fire guys for winning 8 games at Houston. I think he's under a lot of pressure. They need to take a step forward. They need to take advantage of the fact they have Oliver. They don't win the conference, then suddenly he's Tony Levine is what he is.
Yeah.
So without being able to recruit the kind of players Levine did.
Can I play a game? Can I guess a couple guys that I have in mind?
Okay.
How about Tom Herman?
Well, let's see. Tom Herman's number 3 on the list.
Okay.
That makes sense.
It does make sense, yeah. I mean, it was
6-6 regular season.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's not what they signed up for.
No, that's not what they signed up for.
How about... Ed Orgeron.
Ed Orgeron is number 5 on the list, yes.
Okay. Let's stay in Texas and go with Jimbo Fisher. Not that I think he's going to get fired. But
no,
he's not.
But, again, you pay $75 million for a guy, you're going to expect more than 7-6.
Yep.
Number 2 on the list.
Oh, that's higher than I would have put him, but okay.
But what, you know what? He and Herman have the same problem. Neither one of those guys have a quarterback.
I always just think, like, when you take over a job at a big school or you're a big-name coach taking over a new job, there's always pressure.
There's pressure when you don't have a quarterback, and I don't trust either the guys that Fisher has, and I don't trust anybody at Texas.
I think Willie Taggart is going to be under some pressure.
Willie Taggart is on that list, number four, as a matter of fact, but he at least should have his quarterback.
Right.
So,
I think James Harbaugh, Jeff Harbaugh's brother.
Sir Harbaugh, numero uno.
Top dog, huh?
On the list.
That's not surprising. Yeah. Depending on when this article was written, I think.
This was before Urban. I've had it stashed away for a little bit.
Then that changes my guess.
So Urban, not on the list. I'll just tell you that. Huh? So you have four more guys that you have not figured out yet. So you got Orgeron 5, Taggart 4, Herman 3, Fisher 2, Harbaugh 1, and I gave you Major 10.
Okay, so that I need four more.
Yeah.
Jeremy Pruitt.
Ding, ding, ding. Number 8. On the list.
Man, I'm doing really good at this game, but I'm pretty much out.
Yeah.
I'm out of gas. I got nobody else that I can really think of that I'm like, I think they're I was going to say Mark Richt, but I feel like they're pretty happy with what he's giving them.
Yeah. But you're in the ballpark with that. That's my hint.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing.
Kirby Smart in Georgia.
Really?
Well, I
damn near won a national championship.
Damn near won a national championship, and that buys you some goodwill. But remember what happened with Auburn won a national championship, and all of a sudden a couple of 6-6s. I think, and they did lose some players, but I think Georgia's going to keep being good. So I would not have Kirby Smart on this list.
What about Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly, I would have him on this list over Kirby Smart, but he is not. Chip Kelly's on this list, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they say nobody should expect him to dominate in year one.
Yeah. He's a guy that people will be watching. He's kind of like Jimbo Fisher. His name is big enough that people have expectations built in on him.
Well, and you kind of wonder. Most of these guys, when they come back from the pros, they do just fine. But you also wonder, sometimes, you know, new place like UCLA, maybe it doesn't work out. I don't know that I have him on there either. I definitely don't have Kirby Smart on my list. And I'm not going to put Chip Kelly on there yet.
Okay.
Here's an interesting one for you, because this is a guy who has had chances to go to much better places. Ken Numatalolo from Navy.
From Navy?
Yeah. They finished 7-6 last year, and he had a chance to go to Arizona. Didn't, you know, and basically the quarterback didn't want to play in an option offense. Don't blame him. And so now his stock's down a little bit. He's safe at Navy, I think. But
oh, they'll keep him as long as he wants to stay there.
But yeah, yeah, you know what? He doesn't belong on this list either. So I'll say, of this group, those no Smart, no Kelly, no Coach Numi.
You know who I think will be on that? Matt Luke at Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's
because
who knows what's going
to
happen
there.
They
moved Hugh Freeze out of there, and you know they kind of had to. But that was a guy who was having some success, and it's not easy to come by at Ole Miss. So. And they didn't have success last year. I think they're expected to have less success this year than last year. So I think that's an interesting job to keep an eye on.
I'll give you one other guy who would be on my list simply because he's always at war with the top booster. I'm a man! I'm 40!
Nick Gundy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think I might put him near the bottom of this list just because if he ever totally collapses, it could happen. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. A lot of people asking about when you might start talking about fantasy football. I guess we're coming up on drafts and stuff.
Yeah,
now.
I guess so.
We have preseason games.
Maybe we'll get into it a little bit in the next week or two. Jung and I were talking about when do we want to start having Christopher Harris on. I figure a week or two from now is probably good, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe start next week. I also wonder when we should start with Brad Powers again, too.
Jong and I discussed that as well.
Yeah.
We kind of figured the week before college football started up would be the best time.
Yeah, I think that works.
Because, I mean, it's with fantasy, maybe you need to do a little bit sooner.
Yeah, because people are doing drafts.
People are drafting.
Yeah. And people draft sooner and sooner every year, which drives me nuts.
I'm one of my main leagues, I'm drafting like 3 days before the season starts, and I'm super excited about it. Because I'd rather, you know, have all the information before I go out and
yeah.
I still remember doing a draft where we were watching a preseason game during the draft, and I want to say it was Jordy Nelson had just been picked and then blew out his ACL during a preseason game. Was that Jordy Nelson?
Yeah, I think that's right.
It was either Jordy Nelson or Julian Edelman.
It was Edelman. Okay.
It was some white wide receiver who someone had drafted, and they were super excited. And then
they drafted him that night, and he got hurt.
No, like it happened as we were watching the game.
Yeah.
So they drafted him, and we've moved like two or three rounds later in the draft, and then he sees his knee blow out. It's like, oh, boy. Yeah, I'd much rather get through some preseason games.
That's the thing. That was like the year I got Peyton Manning and Jamal Charles 1 and 2, and neither one of them played a single down all year.
Usually you're safe after the third preseason game, because typically the last week of training camp and the fourth preseason game, there's not a lot of work done by the star players, so you're a little safer then. But anytime before that, I'd rather just wait.
Brian O'Donnell, critical of Sports on the Rocks. Maybe some of the folks were too drunk. That was the point, Brian. You're fired from Sports Map. Goodbye. Irish guy doesn't like a drunk show? Dickweed. 713-780-ESPN. Your number 713-780-3776. He says it was Jordy Nelson. Same thing. That thing happened to me. But I think it happened with Edelman, too. Both those guys. Yeah, I don't know where the Edelman thing came from. But I remember those two as being, it's just, I wish you couldn't draft until the preseason was done and you know who's healthy and who's not. But there's too many leagues now, and it's kind of hard to do that.
Yep.
713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you wish to get in. And, we got a lot more to get to. I have a gym of the day that's perfect today. It's Florida.
Okay.
And it's like if you put together every possible Florida thing, this is it.
This is the story. Is there an alligator involved?
No, but there's an animal.
Okay.
There's an animal, a meth, and nudity.
Okay.
And well, that's it. That's a tease for the 545.
Okay. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. This is the best dealership in the business when it comes to customer service. They've got an entire team to support you, the valued customer. They pride themselves on having well-trained experts that strive for customer satisfaction. Come on in, visit the friendly, reliable, experienced staff. They've been doing this since 2001. They've got all the latest models of Harley-Davidson on the floor, as well as a vast selection of pre-owned Harleys. And not only that, but they've got a huge tent sale going on starting next week, August 13th through 18th. You'll get the absolute minimum price on any used bike. Or how about this? You buy any new bike, you get a trip for two to Hawaii. You may think, what did you say, AJ? Yeah, you buy a new Harley and you get a trip to Hawaii. Any new Harley Davidson on the lot in the month of August, and you'll get a trip for two to Hawaii. You can't beat that. They've got special pricing right now on helmets, moto clothes, parts and service, and of course, Harley Davidson's. Come in and join them also Thursday, August 16th from 6 to 9. It's summer's last bike night. Live music by Paul Ramirez Band, free food, free drinks, door prizes, demo rides, and a great time with other motorcycle enthusiasts. Only at Republic Harley Davidson. And that's the only time you can enter to win a new 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Winner will be drawn at the last bike night in October. So get on out there. Let them show you why Republic is Houston's number one Harley-Davidson dealer. Now open on Mondays, by the way. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Or always open online at republichd.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. So did you see that Twitter did not chase...
Alex Jones?
Yeah, did not chase him off.
They kept him.
Yeah.
Twitter is very lenient with their rules. You can pretty much do anything
on
Twitter.
Well, if they were going to take him off considering some of the stuff I've seen on Twitter, then I'd say, all right, now you guys
can. On Twitter, you can, like, porno stars are allowed to post clips of their porno on Twitter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the Wild West. I'm not surprised at that.
Do you have any porn stars in particular?
I don't follow porn stars on Twitter. Not a one.
Okay.
That's always my favorite thing to do is, like, when people talk about family values and stuff on Twitter, you go through their follows.
Yeah.
And then there's usually a few porn stars. And then you can always throw it up in their face.
I'll stick to what I said the other day. I don't like the idea of these other platforms doing that, despite the fact that, you know, it's funny to me. It's my favorite argument is people say, oh, they're cracking down on the right wing. No, they're cracking down on a wing nut, not the right wing. He's not right wing. I mean, he's weird. He's a conspiracy theorist, and but you know what? I have a real problem with them doing it because where do you start drawing lines here? And when do you start determining, you know what, we don't want to put this out there because we don't like it. We don't like this. So I'm glad he still has Twitter. I know he's probably gotten more attention from this than anything. So. 713-780 ESPN. Steven, the weather guy's mad that we're harsh on the loyal guys today. Well, you know, Steven,
I'm just saying, what are we harsh about?
Because you beat up on Steven right off the bat for his joke. I beat up Brian for criticizing the website he's working for. It's not the wisest thing, Brian. You missed the point of the whole show. You're not fired, but my opinion of you's gone downhill. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If we didn't beat on you, we wouldn't like you. That's if the people I don't mention on this show just don't really care about them. So, I don't know if you saw this, but Jerry Bow did some futures odds and trends for SportsMap. Like Super Bowl odds, he went through all of them. But the ones that were interesting was like the MVP race.
Okay.
So here are your MVP odds. Aaron Rodgers plus 550.
That's really, really low.
I pass. I pass.
No way.
Tom Brady plus 800.
I mean.
He's always a threat. It's probably as good a number as you're going to see.
I would agree.
Carson Wentz 850.
He may not even start
the season.
Yeah, I'll pass there.
Yeah, because and then what happens if Nick Foles starts the first two games and
yep,
yeah, Drew Brees plus 1500.
I'll pass there too.
Yeah, they won a lot more because of their running game last year than they did Drew Brees, and I wonder at his age if it's not finally starting to go downhill. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh no, I'm not ready for that.
Pass. Here's where I start getting interested. Russell Wilson plus 2,000.
I think that's good value, although I don't think his team is going to have enough success for it to...
If they do, he wins the thing.
Oh,
if
no
they
doubt.
Win 9 or 10 games.
That means he's balled out.
Yeah. Cam Newton plus 2,000.
Pass.
Deshaun Watson plus 2,000.
Pass.
Here's one I'll take. Matt Ryan plus 2,200.
I think that's good value, although it is... I mean, you've got to be pretty special to win multiple MVPs. And
not win a Super Bowl.
They won't hand it out very easily to him, I don't think.
Yeah, but he, again, I think he very well could earn it.
What about Todd Gurley?
Plus 4,000.
I think there's value there.
Because
now you're talking about a guy who's on a team that's going to win a lot of games. The offense is going to run through him. That's a guy that I think that's a good number.
David Johnson plus 4,500.
Coming off
the injury, that scares me.
The problem with him is I don't think his team is going to be as good as Gurley's. That's why I said Gurley, because I think of the Well, I mean, Le'Veon Bell, you could put in that conversation too, but Le'Veon Bell, he's also got Antonio Brown on his team. He's got Ben Roethlisberger. It's hard to say he's going to be like the feature guy in his offense, whereas Todd Gurley, that's his offense.
Give you a couple other names. Zeke Elliott, plus 5,000.
Pretty good value.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, he had a fantastic season last year, and he missed six games. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good number.
Leonard Fournette, plus 6,000.
Man, looking at their schedule, they've got the easiest defensive schedule. And if it's anything like last year, they played very little from behind. That's a guy who could put up some big numbers again, and that's a team that's going to be good again. I think that's a pretty decent number. And you don't have to worry about his quarterback stealing MVP votes.
Yeah, I think the ones I like best are Ryan at plus 2,200. I'm probably going to pass on Derek Carr and Andrew Luck at plus 3,000. I don't mind Zeke Elliott at plus 5,000 either.
I don't either.
Okay. So he does the offensive.
What was Le'Veon's number?
Le'Veon was, what the hell was he? Plus 4,000.
Okay.
That seems fair. All right. NFL Rookie of the Year odds.
When's the last time a running back won the MVP?
Adrian Peterson.
Which was how many years ago?
It was, he actually has the list here. Adrian Peterson was in 2012.
Okay.
So.
And he had a historically great season. Before that, it was 2006. That was LaDainian Tomlinson. So you're talking about the last 12 years, you've had two non-quarterbacks win the award. Chances are good it's going to be a quarterback. So that's why you can get a good value on guys like Zeke Elliott, Todd Gurley,
yeah,
Le'Veon Bell.
We go back to 2007, Brady, 2008, Manning, 9, Manning, 10, Brady, 11, Rodgers, 12, Peterson, 13, Manning, 14, Rodgers, 15, Newton, 16, Matt Ryan, 17, Brady.
Yep.
So it's hard for anybody other than the quarterback. But if I could draw a line through Rodgers and Brady, I don't mind Russell Wilson and Matt Ryan at that price.
I don't either.
Because I think those two guys are maybe a little under, I don't want to say underrated because they're really good quarterbacks, but I don't think they get enough credit for how good they are. How's that?
Taylor says Bell caught 75 balls last year. NFL will never give Ben credit. Brown is due for a down year.
I think Ben is a little undervalued as well for I don't think he's ever winning a...
Well, and let's remember, the NFL doesn't decide who the MVP is. So it doesn't matter if the NFL wants to give Ben credit. It's a matter what the people who vote, who they want to give credit to. And I don't know where you're coming with Brown is due for a down year. That guy's been... looks like the best receiver in the league. I mean, he or Julio Jones are the guys I would take.
Lance gave you some value in some of these awards. Would you like to hear his guys?
Sure.
Offensive Rookie of the Year. He likes Darius Geis from Washington at 10-1.
Okay.
Sam Darnold, 17-1.
That's not a bad one because I think he's going to start for the most of the season.
And here's a name I think you'll like. Calvin Ridley, 20-1.
Okay.
Hard for a receiver, but
yeah.
If you think about it, he's going to see a lot of balls in that offense.
Yeah.
And you know, he basically is just, you can't take Saquon Barkley at even money. I mean, that's just I think, I think I like Sam Darnold, 17-1.
I think Rashad Penny might be interesting too in Seattle. If he gets the lion's share of the carries at running back, cause they haven't had like a featured back in a little while. So, I'll be curious to see how he does, but I think he's a guy who could actually do well.
Defensive Rookie of the Year, Roquan Smith, 3.5-1.
That's not a good enough number.
Yeah, Tremaine Edmonds, 9-1.
Again, I don't think that's good enough.
He likes Darius Leonard at 20-1.
Okay.
And Bradley Chubb is going to be 3-1. I think he should be the favorite, but I'm not giving 3-1 on that.
Leonard, who did he like? Rashad Evans?
Tremaine Edmonds.
Oh, Tremaine Edmonds from Buffalo. Okay.
Yeah.
What about Derwin James?
He's just listing his three guys he's betting on.
Oh, okay.
There.
Okay.
So and then for a rushing leader, he likes Leonard Fournette at 8.5-1.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a lot of carries this year. He's and man, if he can stay healthy. Most receiving yards, Odell Beckham 10-1.
Pass.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that one. Here's some over-unders he has. Kirk Cousins, 25.5 passing TDs. Which way do you think he went?
I'll guess he went under.
Went over.
Okay, I think over too. I'm of the belief that Kirk Cousins is going to have a big year, and people are finally going to go, man, Kirk Cousins is actually pretty damn good.
Alex Smith, over or under 23.5 passing touchdowns?
Under.
He went under. Zeke Elliott, 12.5 rushing touchdowns.
Over.
He took over as well. Leonard Fournette, 10.5.
Over.
Also over. Michael Thomas, 7.5 receiving TDs.
Under.
He took over. Adam Thielen, over 5.5 receiving TDs.
Under.
He took over on that. He basically took overs on all those except Alex Smith.
Okay.
I love.
We know suckers like the over.
Yeah. I do like Fournette over 10.5 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
So. All right. So all that's on sportsmap.com, so I don't have to read the little thing when we come back. Just go check it out. You got Lance on there. You got Jerry Bowe on there. All kinds of good stuff.
What's the total on Kirk Cousins' touchdown passes?
25.5.
Okay.
I think he'll do better than that.
He's the least he's had in his 3 years as the number one guy in Washington, where he had the three full seasons, was 25. Hmm. 25, 29, 25, 27. And now he's on a better team than he's ever been on.
Wow, apparently 40-mile-an-hour winds in that storm.
Damn.
I don't know if that's
has
the
it
only,
passed through yet?
Yeah, it's passed through us. I think it's like up there by the last I checked the Doppler, it was up there by this passing Bush Airport, and the Chronicle just now wrote about it, so it should be gone by now.
Okay.
So.
Man,
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Centers is now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Same practice as always. Nothing's changing but the name. And as you know, low testosterone can affect a lot of things in your life, and it can cause a lot of problems. Weight loss, it can affect fertility, motivation, drive. And a lot of people will say, well, just get the shot, get the injection. And you could do that, but synthetic testosterone injections damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. Man Centers is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. They've got it all figured out. I'm telling you guys, you're gonna love the routine, and you're gonna feel so much better. And it's free to go check it out. They've got the free general male wellness checkup. They're rolling out the red carpet for you guys. It's $150 value, but it's absolutely free to you to go in and get yourself checked out. They've got three locations: Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in the Memorial area. They're off 249 in Tomball, right next to Rudy's, and now open in Webster. Call the day to set up an appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. They're now booking appointments on Saturday as well, so get in early if you want those, though, because they go fast. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I promised you that we would have a gem of the day that was the perfect Florida gem of the day. Kind of like the perfect country western song.
All right.
I was drunk the day my... Okay, no, let's move on to the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
And we go to St. Petersburg, Florida, where the first paragraph kind of tells you everything you need to know. Police say a naked woman who was running through a St. Petersburg park this weekend.
All right.
Told them she had been doing drugs and took her clothes off to get away from a giant spider.
Oh, I mean, they could have. Wait, this isn't about my wife, is it? Because I could see that happening, honestly.
Well, did she? Was she on meth, spice, and crack?
She's usually not, but I.
Maybe all at once.
I've been gone all day.
Danielle Dolores Teeples, 40 years old, was completely nude when the officers found her. Witnesses told police Teeples had been acting erratically and rubbing her hair and breasts while screaming and running between two trees.
That sounds like she was acting erotically.
Not if it was a spider thing. There were numerous people at the park at the time of the incident, and vehicles on 4th Street South were slowing down and honking as they saw her running around in the nude. She told the police she'd recently taken spice, crystal meth, and crack cocaine. It's kind of the triple crown, right?
Yep.
She said she believed a giant spider was on her, so she took off her clothes to get away from it, according to police.
This is all making pretty good sense to me.
She told officers she was disturbed by her behavior.
You think?
Police say she initially refused to put her clothes back on. She was arrested on charges of exposure of sexual organs. Should that even be a crime?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yes. Then if I exposed my sexual organs, you would think that was criminal.
Yeah, but you know, if you were okay, I'm just a sexist.
You can't. Yeah, you can't have.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Mike tweeted me a picture of 40 mile an hour wind knocking over a tree somewhere. So, wow. Must have been pretty bad. I know when there was one part where there were two storms that were kind of getting close to each other, and there was a lot of lightning on the Super Doppler.
Super Doppler.
Yeah.
Not regular Doppler. You don't see that on the regular Doppler. Super Doppler, you see it.
A32 asking, is Falcon Whiskey going to be an extremely limited run? We're going to do a limited run to start with, and if it sells well, then we'll make more in the future.
Okay.
So,
will there be autographed bottles for your coworkers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's like there'll be autographed copies of Jesus for you guys.
Oh.
So, yeah, you guys are going to get some of the first copies that come off the...
hot off the press?
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
That's the way it should be. We deserve that.
Well, I think you guys have had to put up with me for, what...
Years.
Years now. 8 years, whatever it is. And I think you deserve it.
I think so, too.
So, oh, boy.
It ain't easy.
No. No, I'm not the... I know that. I'm not easy to work with or live with. Actually, I'm easy to work with. I'm not...
You're usually easy to work with.
You know, every single day, though.
Yeah, that's...
I know it can be trying.
I like working with you 3 days a week.
Well, see, I just like working 3 days a week. I think that would be perfect, right? We come in...
Yeah, that'd be good. You
know, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, you know what? Come back on Thursday because there's football, right? And then take care of all the weekend stuff. And then we're done. I think that would be good. Man, I maybe should save this story for Beth. Weird woman says she has sex with ghosts, is now in a relationship with one.
Oh. Okay.
Problem is, I don't believe in ghosts at all.
But you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not the same thing. Don't be that guy that's like, oh, well, you can't, if you don't believe in this, you can't believe in that.
No, I mean, you believe in what you want.
I believe that there's aliens out there somewhere. Ghosts, not so much.
Okay.
I don't believe in vampires. I wish there were vampires.
Do you believe in goblins?
No. No.
Witches?
Well, there's...
Magical witches?
Well, I believe there's witches who think they're magical. I'd like to get to know them. I'm a fan of witches. You know.
Zombies?
Nope.
Werewolves?
Nope.
The Loch Ness Monster?
I call him Spanky, but no. Sorry.
Bigfoot?
Nope. I know there's a whole show about finding Bigfoot. That's what's so there's funny.
Nemo.
Oh, yeah. Nemo. Yeah, for real. Nemo's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole show about finding him, too.
And they do find him.
Right. Do they ever find Bigfoot in Finding Bigfoot?
I don't know. I never watch it. My favorite, though, is there's one channel I watch, and they have some ghost show on there. And so they've always got these commercials for the ghost shows. It's like, look, that thing moved. And it's all in that stupid green light, you know, that I guess is night vision. So it's all green and you can't ever see anything. It's like, dude, if there were ghosts, then one of those things would have come out and totally pulled the Ghostbuster on you and slimed you. But, hey. All right. I'll tell you about something that does exist. Something that, as a matter of fact, you should believe in. And that's my friends at Lightstream, because guess what? They can save you a lot of money. Why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds of thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay. 5.89%. Average credit card interest rates, over 18%. And you might even be paying more than that, even though you've got good credit. And that's why they're here, is they want to help you save money. And depending on what your balances are, you could save hundreds, you could save thousands. And you could get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer and start saving with Lightstream. And how about this? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Start saving today. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.